his dad's.
To the outlaw, make no mistake, law and order has come to the West.
It's a nice hat, by the way. Didn't have a bigger one?
So I didn't know that this was going to happen. I didn't know that they were going to make the Green Hornet Part 2 so soon.
All I have to say is, hi-ho, Silver! Away from this bullshit!
Such bullshit. So much shit that even Army Hammer stepped into it. But, so yeah, the Lone Ranger here we have here, This ain't even your daddy's Lone Ranger here, Leigh. This is your grandpappy's Leigh. It's your grandpappy's Lone Ranger here. Whatever.
You know what? This is going to sound extremely morbid, but my grandpa loved the Lone Ranger. I'm glad he's dead.
Oh! Hey, you don't know that. That show could have been good.
No. I'm glad he's dead so he didn't have to see this.
Oh, he probably would have enjoyed it. He'd been in there with all those other old people that was in there.
No, because here's the thing. My grandpa's more critical about stuff than I am. He would have hated this. I can tell you right now.
I doubt it. Them old people was in there clapping their ass off with their fucking black mask on and shit like that. God. Looking like they was the fucking Lone Ranger that just got carried out the nursing home or whatever.
Okay, you know what? Here's to the mouse. You just had to make a Western movie. That's all you had to do.
Don't blame that mouse. Blame that director.
No, I blame that mouse.
I don't think it was a mouse.
I think it was a mouse.
I don't think it was a mouse. They had to rewrite this shit so many fucking times. I don't think it was a mouse. I think it was all kinds of hands in this or whatever. I don't think it's a mouse. I'm not blaming the mouse for this. Because, damn.
Is this what? A clusterfuck?
Oh, clusterfuck of all clusterfucks or whatever.
Yeah, but really.
It doesn't become a clusterfuck till halfway point of the film. And that's when I said, wow, this should really end right here.
Yeah, because people, this is 2.5 hours. Does it need to be 2.5 hours? Nope!
Oh my god, 2.5 hours. Why are people making these movies so long?
I don't know. Well, here's the thing. Like, the normal blockbuster now is 2.5 hours, but the problem we're running into is they don't cover these 2.5 hours with the story. They pan it out.
I've been saying that all goddamn summer, okay? I've been saying that. There's no story in none of these films. It's just story in the first 10 minutes, and then next you know it, what shit can we blow up? What person can we do this? There's no story in none of these films.
They even have that explosion ideal. They have that embodied in a character in this movie.
I wish he would have exploded, honestly.
Helen Bonham Carter's in this, and she just shows up and blows shit up with her leg.
And she was probably... No, I was going to say one of my favorite. She's probably like my second or third favorite character in the movie.
Really?
They don't do jack shit with her.
All she does is she pops up and blows stuff up with her leg.
I wish she would have blown me.
Okay, how did I know that joke was coming?
I wish that leg, like that leg, I don't give a damn if it was fake or not. I was looking at it too, like, okay, hey,
he can get P1, she can get P1 a peg leg job.
Man, she can wrap that leg around my, yeah, okay, we're going to.
We're getting in the fucked up territory. Let's.
I'm looking scared right there. That gun might come out and blow it off. But anyways, so plot synopsis here. We got a Lone Ranger here. So the movie takes place in San Francisco, 1933, where a young little boy here, dressed as the Lone Ranger, is at a fair and goes into a tent full of historical artifacts and whatnot. And he stumbles upon old-ass Indian, who we find out to be Tonto, played by Johnny Depp, of course. And I don't know, this part of the film, I was actually liking whatever. I was like, okay. And then realized the film went a little longer. Then I was like, okay, then that part at the beginning I don't even like anymore. But so Tonto tells the boy the story of how John Reed, was it?
Yeah, John Reed.
Became the Lone Ranger. Thus we go even further back in time, where we go see John Reed as a lawyer who doesn't believe in using guns because of some tragic event from his past that we don't know shit of.
Yeah, blah, 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 blah.
Meanwhile, Butch Cavendish, played by William Fichtner, who I like to call Jonah Hex.
And boy, you ain't kidding.
You know what? He probably would have played a better Jonah Hex, to be honest, or whatever. That motherfucker was just dirty looking in the motherfucker.
Yeah.
But he escapes from prison, thus leading us to Dan Reed, who is John's older brother, local ranger in town or whatever. Goes on a search party looking for the killer, only to find themselves walk into a trap and all be murdered. Unfortunately for the villains, John Reed doesn't die and is brought back as a spirit walker in the eyes of Tonto, thus leading them to their adventure to stop the grub, bring justice back to the town or settlement or Disney cares? Or whatever you want to call it.
All right, people, let me get into this. So, first of all, they set up William Fincher very well. Here's problem number one. They set him up really well, and then he really just doesn't do much after that.
And that's the problem with, like, we see this in a lot of movies or whatever, where they set up this main villain at the beginning of the film, whatever, and then to come to realize he's only the pawn in this or whatever. The
right.
real villain is the corporate guy or whatever.
And right,
like
and
that.
I love how they try to...
Useless, he doesn't do anything, whatever, he's just there, whatever, and it's just like... Who gives a shit about that or whatever? I'm sick of doing seeing that,
but,
actually.
I also love the fact that they try to set up as a surprise who the bad guy is, and we won't say who the actor's name is, but when he shows up, it's like, oh.
Yeah, when I saw him, I was like, that motherfucker's guilty.
How many villains have you played in your career? Yeah, odds are in favor of you're going to be the main villain.
That wink. I'm sorry, but you know what? It was obvious, though, because at first, when he was hitting on Dan's wife, who's played by Ruth Wilson, Rebecca Reed or whatever, when the whole time that he was just hitting on her and talking to his son, whatever, I was like, this guy's going to come back soon later on this film, whatever, because they wouldn't just have that for nothing or whatever, and I don't think he's coming back in a good way, neither. Either he's going to try to rape her or do something like that. He's going to be back, though, or whatever, and then see him come back as a villain, it's like... Yeah, kind of figured that. You know?
Yeah, what a shock.
I mean, I will say this, one thing about this, is the main, before this movie came out, the main problem people were giving it was Johnny Depp, and he was the best thing in the movie.
Really?
Yeah, he was the best thing in the movie.
Oh, maybe it's just like, I don't know, it's just, honestly, I saw him as like, oh, this maybe was a script for Pirates of the Caribbean 5, and they just put a dead bird on his head.
So, yeah, his costume sure was whatever, but other than that, as far as his movement and everything, I didn't get Pirates of the Caribbean. That's mainly what I hear. I was like, his movements are very different, whatever. Because in Pirates of the Caribbean, he's more flamboyant.
I know. It's just the whole thing. Like my biggest problem, and I mean my biggest problem, is my biggest fear going into this. And literally in the first 30 minutes, I found out my fear was right. Is that, you know, with a story like this, he's not supposed to be the main character.
No, but it did focus a lot on him in the TV
right.
show.
Right, but he's...
And I already went into this movie knowing that Tonto was going to be, like, the main character.
Right, you know, you can tell from all the advertising that's the same thing. But my problem is that, not that he's, like, the main character, but they make the Lone Ranger an idiot!
Yeah, he's pretty much, I won't even go that far and call him an idiot or whatever. He's just more of a... And the problem with that is because you don't know shit about this character, first of all, going into this. And you're talking about the things he does, whatever, is stupid because it's like, okay, why doesn't he do it? And then when you find out, when he tells his brother, you know, I don't use guns like that because of what happened. I'm just like, okay, well, what happened then?
Yeah, you know? Explain it to us. Unless if you really sell why you don't use them, you know, I'm not going to buy it. And of course, they don't.
And the biggest problem I say with this, because I actually like Armie Hammer and Johnny Depp working together in this, whatever. Great performances and whatever. But the problem with this and being 2.5 hours, it's an origin story. But an origin story that takes almost an hour, no, almost 2 hours before he actually becomes the Lone Ranger.
Right, exactly. And, you know, when he finally does, like, become the Lone Ranger and start doing heroic stuff, it's like,
it's
too late.
It becomes kind of buffoonish a little bit because even though they played the original Lone Ranger music in it, I was like, that's not fitting the tone of this movie. I mean,
that's like the stab in the heart to the fans.
Yeah, I mean, people was actually liking it in the theater. For me, I was just like, I mean, I see where it fits. I mean, I know they did this in the TV show and everything, but in this movie, I'm just not getting it for the simple fact when the villain. Or the supposedly villain, when he murders him, there's cannibalism featured in here. This
right.
dude rips his heart out of me.
Exactly, that's the problem. They set him up as a great villain. Like, when you see him eat that heart, it's like, wow, this might actually be cool. And then they just drop him.
At first, I was like, what the fuck did he do? You know what, I ain't gonna lie, I thought he chopped his dick off and ate it. You'll be because when he stabbed that knife, it was kind of low, and I was like, wait, did he just chop his dick off? And
right,
and then around, he licked his lips. He's like, that's what I call finger foods.
Oh.
It's like,
hey, guess what, buddy? I beat you, and now I eat what I beat.
Yeah, I eat what I beat, and I'm beating that meat. but you know, and this, you know what, I can't say that, I want to say I was actually enjoying the first half of the movie. I think by the time it got to the point where, when they come out of the tunnel or whatever, the Silver Cave, and we see Johnny Depp and Armie Hammer, they confront this villain played by William Fichtner or whatever, and they're having this dispute between each other. I'm just like, this doesn't feel right in this scene or whatever. And then after that, that's when I was like, okay, now we're just dragging this movie. Now it's
I completely agree with you. And it was my whole thing of like, wow, this, I don't know if this was Disney, if this was writers, but this is too focused on Tonto.
It felt like, and not even so much it was focused on Tonto, I don't think. I just think that it added so much politics in this. I mean,
and politics that go nowhere. I haven't felt like a story try to say something and then go nowhere since The Life of Pi.
Oh, you so full of shit now. Don't you talk about my movie like that, right? The Life of P1 is a classical genre. You know, I'm going to fucking stab you now. I can't believe you said that. The Life of P1 is one of the best books ever. Obama said it himself.
Okay? I agree. No, I agree. It's a great book. I'm talking about the movie.
The movie is great, too, so you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Oh, okay. All right.
You don't know what the hell you're talking about, whatever. Just an action explosion guy, whatever. You don't know shit.
Hey, this is an action-oriented movie, and I didn't like this.
Shit, you liked a lot of shit, probably.
Oh.
This ain't an action-oriented. The problem with this movie is it don't know what it want to be. It doesn't know.
Exactly.
The problem with a lot of films nowadays, whatever, and I blame probably Batman for this. They want to be dark and action-oriented at the same point, whatever. We had that with Superman, Spider-Man, now this shit or whatever. And that shit just doesn't work because, number one, those aren't those characters that I just named off right now.
No, and the other problem that doesn't work is that, you know, since it's a Disney film, they got to have that humor and add that lighthearted element into it. And when you add that into something like this, it doesn't feel right. It doesn't work.
Doesn't work for Disney neither, because Disney's whole thing is, it's a dark film, but we have to add that humor because it has to be a family film, and that's right. What Disney does. They do family films, or whatever. And the first half, I was like, okay, this is dark. The middle, I was like, wow, even adults should find this boring. I'm like dreading off here. And in the end, it just got so cartoon. I was like, wow, this just doesn't fit in this movie whatsoever.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Like, I was thinking about it, and the problem, like, with me with it is that inconsistency of what it wants to be. It's trying to take all these ideas, and that's really where my where I said at the beginning where I blame the mouse more. That's where that comes in, because I feel like that was, you know, that first half after Rango, I feel like that first like hour was Gore Verbinski. That was him coming in and doing what he wanted to do, and then the second half Disney came in and said, you're not making this dark.
I'd like to speak for this guy, but that Rango's the only movie he's ever made that I actually love. So
really?
All of his other movies are shit.
You didn't like The Ring?
No, hell no. No, hell fucking no, I didn't like The Ring. And neither the critics. Hell no, I hated that fucking movie. I didn't like The Ring, I didn't like Mouse Hunt, whatever that shit's called, whatever. I mean,
Pirates, I actually remember as a kid liking Mouse Hunt.
I remember not liking that shit at all, whatever, when I was a kid, because I remember they showed that shit in class, and I was just looking at it like, I might as well play the fucking game Mousetrap, man.
Alright.
Pirates of the Caribbean, I don't love it, but I don't hate them. I mean, I think they're entertaining or whatever. I think it's okay. You know, I'll say this. For a movie that was a ride, I'll give him credit for that.
Right. Yeah, you know.
People can't even turn books into movies.
And he did it with a ride, so, you know. And Rango was one of those movies that came in and shocked the hell out of everyone.
I wouldn't say it shocked me or whatever. I was expecting it to be good for the simple fact of the cast that was on it, and just the animation alone from the trailer looked good for me or whatever. When I came out of it, I was probably more shocked that, like you said, it shocked the hell out of everybody. I was shocked that people loved it as much as I liked it, so.
Right.
I think it did shock people, and which I'm shocked that they thought they were shocked by.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think, you know, I think it's that inconsistency that really hurts this movie. And, you know, the last 30 minutes, when he finally does become the Lone Ranger, it's just, you're already worn out by that point.
Yeah, this movie, that middle half after the Tonto and Army Hammer split
so
apart.
So long.
After those two split apart or whatever, for that after they catch this so-called villain, whatever, that's when, like, everything that was just so obvious comes to Army's Hammer's character's head. Now he figures it all out, whatever. And I'm just like, oh, who cares now, whatever? Can we just wrap it up? When are you going to shoot somebody?
It's like the flipping trains in this movie that just come to a grinding halt.
He doesn't fire a gun till like, the last fucking 20
minutes. Right, and that scene, you know, admittedly, that scene at the end when he finally does decide to fire a gun, you know, you see it in the trailers.
Damn thing.
Right, you see it in the trailers. That's really about it in terms of the entertainment factor.
Yeah, exactly. And but I will say the one-liners Johnny Depp and Army Hammer was having with each other, I kind of enjoyed those, whatever, like when when Johnny Depp is burying him, whatever, and then the horse is coming over to pick Army Hammer's character, I guess, whatever. Johnny Depp.
Oh, yeah, and he's just like, no.
No. He's stupid. You don't want that one. You want this one. That's Warrior. Look at
right.
him. He's like.
And the horse looks at him like, boy, that boy got no heart in him.
Literally, you might as well put Tony Stark in that goddamn grave with him.
Right. So. I'll give you that. Some of the humor works, but most of it just falls flat on its face.
I think most of the humor that works is in that first half, honestly.
I agree.
I think after that or whatever, the humor, because there is no more humor after that. The humor doesn't come till the last 30 minutes, like we said, in that full-out action scene.
That last 30 minutes is what this movie should have been.
You know what? They could have had that first half and that last 30 minutes, and this movie probably would have been just fine, honestly, whatever.
Completely agree with you.
It's a wet, like, with Rango's, another reason why I don't see why people are so shocked by it. It's a Western. To me, I think Westerns are like the easiest genre to pull off, to be honest. I mean.
And yet, it's not done a lot. So when there is a good Western, people kind of jump on it. You know, look at Rango, look at True Grit. Both of those were box office successes.
Mm-hmm.
It's whenever they're done bad that they bomb.
And both were Oscar nominees as well, so.
Ooh, very true.
Well, yeah, so I mean.
We also got Django.
Okay, you know what? Yeah, I was gonna let you play us for the life of Pop. Now you're just willing to get stabbed, ain't you? Whatever.
I'm just saying what Tarantino said.
Tarantino said that wasn't a comedy. Okay. The fuck did he think it was? Then
that's it. Yeah, exactly.
But no. So I don't understand why. Like, I mean, you know, I do understand. I understand that. And I can see where you say Disney coming along, and I will agree with you that it's the studio thing, because this is a summer film. We have to have explosions in there. We have to have, even though, like, I'm sure the director has something in his mind of bringing out a serious Western or whatever, and I'm here that I'm sure the writers and studios and all these other stuff and all these rewrites to the script and everything.
There are four writers on this.
Yeah, okay, that's your first fucking problem. No wonder this movie feels like it's all over the fucking place.
Right. This is obviously a bunch of writers who did not look at each other's scripts while writing this.
It feels like almost someone said, Bob, you gotta write the Lone Ranger. Hey, Matt, you do too, whatever. Skipper, you do too, whatever.
Oh, hey, Matt's draft's not good. Hey, Joyce, get in here.
Don't another thing, I don't think they edited this movie at all.
Hell no.
I think they said, you know what, in there and hope that they like that shit.
it was that thing to me where, like, I was watching this, and even as like a film student, and I was like, you could cut an hour out of this. Easy. You could cut a whole hour.
And here's a reason why I actually enjoyed the first half, or the opening with the kid and Tonto telling the story. I was like, oh, this is pretty cool, whatever. We get to see Tonto's old. Something also really bugged me. Where is the Lone Ranger at? That was one thing that bothered me. But the reason why it bothered me with the kid, like, once we got halfway through the film, I was just like, that kid is asking questions here that they're not even bringing up.
Well, they're just like, the kid will be like, well, wait, that doesn't make any sense. Why'd you jump on a pile of coals? It does not matter, young one. What matters is I'm still alive.
My favorite is, how did you get out of jail? Because I remember when the next scene came, I was like, that's a very good damn question. How the hell did he get out of jail?
You must understand, young one. I am Johnny Depp. Disney will make sure to pay me out.
They ain't gonna let me get raped in jail.
I am too much of asset to them.
And you know, I saw potential in this. I really did.
I completely agree with you. I was the one who actually really liked the trailer. The trailer was one of my favorite trailers that came out this year.
We were the only two that liked the trailer.
Actually, now thinking about it, yeah, we really are.
The only two that was actually saying, wait till you see the movie or whatever. And one of the main problems was the Johnny Depp thing, whatever that people kept saying. I got here to tell you, that ain't the problem in the movie, folks.
I guess it's not for you. It kind of is for me.
Yeah.
Just because I just felt like he was playing the same character that he does in every Disney movie.
No, see, that's not the problem that people was bringing up, though.
Oh, really? With the whole, he's a Native American.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's really not as offensive as I thought it was going to be walking in, because I heard that a lot, and I'm with you. That's not as bad as it could have been.
No, that's not as bad as I at all, honestly. That's probably one of the best things in the movie, because everything else in it is... It's a blockbuster hit that offers nothing as hard or whatever. I mean,
Armie Hammer was the one that hurt the most because he's a great actor and they gave him nothing.
Seriously, like his character, John Reed or whatever, literally does nothing or whatever.
They give him nothing.
There is one line I like that his brother, who's he played by again? I forgot. God damn it.
His brother, I don't know, but he was good.
James Badge Dale, was it? Yeah, it was. James Badge Dale. James Badge Dale sold him, who actually I loved in the movie, actually.
Yeah, he was really good, and he's only in it for a good 20 minutes.
He was like, you think Butch is going to care about, because he was telling, that's when they had that line, he's like, you know I don't use guns. He looked at him and said, you think Butch is going to care about you not using guns? I don't think he cares about your lawyer work or whatever. And I was like, oh, burn.
Yeah, it's like, hey, he's saying what the whole audience is saying.
I'm sorry, I don't, the whole no gun thing, whatever, and he's like wanting to go on this hunt with his brother and them, whatever. I was just like, I don't understand you thinking you can talk to these people. Like, in the Old West, there is no talking.
Well, here's how it worked in the original Lone Ranger, and I only know this from my grandfather. He would use guns, but he would not kill people. He would use guns to subdue people. And apparently this movie didn't get that memo.
I don't think he murdered anybody with guns.
I can't remember if he did either.
Yeah, he didn't murder anybody with guns. There was that one trick shot he did, and it bounced off.
Admittedly was pretty cool.
Which bounced off the shovel and hit like a bell, and then shot that dead bird off of off of Johnny Depp's head, and then it shot the rope or whatever, and this 2x4 landed on these guys, whatever, and killed them, whatever. But the last 30 minutes shoot scene, where he didn't shoot anybody. When that guy was gonna shoot Tonto, he shot the gun out of his hand.
Right, and that's how the Lone Ranger works. But
yeah,
I mean, get to that shit earlier.
I will say this: this is better than that that movie that they had back in the '80s for the Lone Ranger.
I never saw that, but I'm gonna be inclined to agree with you.
Oh my god, that movie was such shit. I think it was called The Lone Ranger Returns or some shit like that. Whatever. That movie was horrible.
I don't even want to know. I mean,
you watch that and you figure that out. Whatever. Because
maybe if I watch that, I'll give this a later review. Like, I'll come back to this. It's like, it's not that bad.
One thing I will give credit to the movie, I didn't hate any of the characters in here. I thought all of them did a decent job. Some outshine some. I think the problem with some of the characters in the movie is they're not given anything to do.
Exactly, and that's the problem. You know, you got a decent enough cast here. You have them all doing a good job with their characters, but when you have a writing script that gives them nothing to do, it's just, you know. We've talked about before how I seem to love action scenes. I do like action scenes when they're done well. But when they don't really stand for anything, what's the point?
I would love to see Fast 60.
Well, I mean, because I was honestly thinking about that. I was thinking about, what makes this different from Fast 6? And it's like, you know, we joke about the characters because they're stupid in Fast 6, but
I don't joke. I'm being serious. I like any of them characters.
Right. You don't like them, but I do. And that's the thing. And that's what makes that movie progress for me, is that they're, you know, Paul Walker's character with his whole family, you know, you like that.
No, I don't.
I know you don't. I'm just saying.
Why the fuck does he have a family in this movie? Nobody cares. Nobody gives a
I'm beginning to think you just hate that series.
No, because nobody, because they're trying to make that shit sound all deep and shit, like, oh, he has a family, this, oh, we have a villain in the movie. There's no need for none of that shit. There's no need or whatever. They're trying to make this shit sound smart. And people go, oh, this is a good movie. There ain't no good fucking movie. They're dumb. And one other problem is in this movie, too, is the same thing that I had with Superman. And I remember saying that it was the way it's shot. I'm sorry, like, the flashbacks of Superman, which I thought was pointless and useless in there, they do the same shit in here where, like, they would see a scene, it was just so out of place, whatever, because they would see a scene happen, and you'd be like, wait, then how'd that happen, whatever. And
right.
Then the boy would ask that question, and then they'd go back, and they'd have, like, a flashback, or not even a flashback, just, like, a 5-7 minute rewind or whatever, how that happened. I was like, I don't like that at all, whatever.
No, I mean, I agree. It's that whole thing of, like, there really was no editor on this movie.
Yeah, it bothered me in Man of Steel, and it bothered me in this one, where I was like, I really do not like that style of shooting.
It also had a problem that I noticed with some blockbusters. The Hunger Games is the biggest. It does too many quick cuts.
Yeah. That, you know what? That is a good point. How the fuck did this movie move so slow then?
It does so many quick cuts where in the action scenes, you really can't see some shit when it's happening.
I actually saw everything that happened in this film.
I mean,
because it was never fucking dark.
That's true, but it's like, you know, the only real good shots that you see in the action films are the ones that are CG'd the fuck up.
I saw all the action scenes in this one. The only reason why you can't, when you say that or whatever, is because they don't spend enough time on them to resonate with.
Exactly.
You don't care what happens. It's not that you can't see it. It's just that you don't have time to think about it like you do with some dialogue that goes nowhere that they have or whatever, but... I mean,
right.
Well, the Lone Rangers, folks.
Do you have anything else to say? Because I'm kind of dry.
Yeah, I'm just going to go. You know what? I mean, I don't think any of the characters in here were, as far as acting in here, I thought all that was great. That was great. None of the characters were given nothing to do once again, which was a shame, whatever, because Armie Hammer and Johnny Depp play well off each other. You can see it in here.
They really do.
They do have some kind of chemistry together, but once again, it's almost as if the writer said, Armie Hammer, act as if you're not the Lone Ranger and Johnny Depp's not here, and they told Johnny Depp, act as if you're a character and nobody else is here and you're by yourself, whatever. I was like, okay.
They told Johnny Depp, hey, you know how everyone loves you? Yeah, just do what you do in all the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, because those make us money.
Yeah, he did not do what he did in Pirates of the Caribbean. I got to disagree with that. I so disagree with that, trust me.
All right, fair enough.
I studied that character or whatever because I was him one day.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, that's just how I feel.
He's
I feel
flamboyant in Pirates of the Caribbean. In this one, he's more serious toned or whatever. He doesn't does the stuff Jack Sparrow does. Has that same wig piece, yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
I don't think he's act as flamboyant as Jack Sparrow does.
That I will agree with, but I mean, you know, let's look at the main problem here. This is too inconsistent. You know what this felt like? It felt, in terms of, like, just a blockbuster that has horrible writing. This had me remembering Green Lantern. And just a movie
really?
That just... Well, let me explain. The reason it reminded me of Green Lantern, because that's another blockbuster that, you know, it looked good from the trailers, but that writing just screwed it so badly because it was inconsistent.
Oh, you actually like the trailer to Green Lantern?
I kind of did.
Okay.
Yeah, I had some hope for it from that trailer because it showed me, like, okay, Ryan Reynolds is doing a good job as Hal Jordan, and the suit doesn't look as bad as I thought it was going to. Oa looks great in all the footage that it's showing. Maybe this might not be that bad. And then when it saw it, it was just like, wow.
Yeah, I didn't care about the trailer, that's why. And I'm a big Green Lantern, I didn't care about the trailer, so I was like... I didn't really know what to expect when I walked into the movie, and all I knew was I was expecting, it's a Green Lantern movie, I know I'm going to love it, and then ended up falling asleep halfway through it.
Right, and you know, it's... Well, actually, there's another reason why it reminded me of Green Lantern. Once again, it's another blockbuster that is too long for its own good.
And that one was actually shorter than this shit.
Right, that one was only like 2 hours and 10 minutes or something.
Man,
like that.
I want to say that was an hour and a half compared to this.
Right. And, you know, when you have these blockbusters where, you know, you have a 2+ running time, but your story's inconsistent, you're going to lose your audience really fast.
And you said something earlier, too, like they just keep jumping from scene to scene. You don't have time to resonate with that scene,
right,
or care for a character or like that. Or even when his brother dies, which was a gruesome scene or whatever, it cut right to a scene where he was being buried and shit. So I was just like, oh, right. Okay, I really don't care now, I guess, or whatever. Let's get to this Lone
Ranger
now.
Scenes that do draw out are the dialogue scenes, which you don't care about.
Don't give a shit, because they're talking about some, the main villain here is... It follows a formula, first of all, with this main villain. Once he finds out, et cetera, he's going to take the leaders into a room. He's going to tell them his mass diabolical plan. The Lone Ranger or the hero shows up, et cetera.
I wanted Dr. Evil show up to be like, he's going to take $1 billion from all of you.
I can't stand fucking Dr. Evil. I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. I did like all the actors in here. I thought it was actually good cast or whatever. Problem is, once again, is they don't got shit to do in here, which shows you that even good actors, great actors for that matter, if nothing to do, or no script or anything, they don't have anything to do. It could show in the film.
Right.
Cinematography was pretty done well. I liked all that stuff, whatever. But, the action scenes kind of made it seem... They had seemed like it had to be on a bigger scale than what it usually was, or whatever. The first half of the film I enjoyed. Second half, I got bored. I was falling asleep. And then third act, I was just like scratching my head, just saying, "Oh, wow, this just if like you said, it feels like four writers wrote on this, whatever." One had that first half, the other had the second half, the third half, and someone wrote the credits.
My name on it! Yay!
Yeah, so I'm just gonna give it a low streaming.
I'm coming right there in with you. The only reason I'm not giving this a fuck it is because, that first third with the brother and the last third with that final action scene and when he finally becomes a Lone Ranger, those are both good, but just everything in the middle, that second act, it feels like it's a much different movie and a much worse movie. And it's just the inconsistency with this, with the time that, the running time that it has, you just lose interest. You lose interest so fast after that first act ends, because it's painfully obvious in this movie when each act begins and ends.
And you know why it's so painful, too, is because, and I feel like if Armie Hammer had had more movies under his belt, that like this probably would have, he probably would have outshined even Johnny Depp, too.
I completely agree.
But I feel like seeing him on screen or whatever, just seeing his face, even in that slow motion scene where him and Johnny Depp were walking together, I was just like, I really like this guy, whatever. Just the look of his face and everything, like he fits this character very well. I must say, whatever, he fits this tone. It's just, I think they felt like he's kind of a rookie in this movie.
Right. It's you could tell it was a production, what's the word I'm looking for? It's a really simple
production decision.
Yeah, it was a It was a production decision to make Depp the bigger star. Why? Because his movies make more money, and Hammer's only really done three movies. But those three movies, he's been very good in all three of them.
Mm-hmm. But only one of them, I think, was successful.
Social Network, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I agree with that. But
yeah, so I think that's probably the biggest fault. And they know damn well they wasn't gonna make Johnny Depp the Lone Ranger.
Right. That. Everyone would have killed them if they did that.
You know what? I'm pretty sure they probably said, "Hey, Johnny Depp, we got a big role for you. You're going to play the Lone Ranger." And he was like, "Isn't there an Indian in the Lone Ranger that dresses up in face paint?" So, yeah, that's him in there, but that's not important. You're going to play. I'd rather play him.
But we need a Lone Ranger. I mean, you can tell that this is... I felt like... I know you didn't, but I really did. I felt like the second act was Disney and the producers coming in saying, "We're going to take over this movie," and they had no idea what to do.
Yeah.
So
I can see all that. Actually, I see every. I think everybody's at fault here, to be honest.
I
blame everybody for
honestly. Not, you know what? Looking at the bigger picture, yeah, everyone is at fault. I mean, whoever was the mainstreams of that first and third act, congrats for them. Sorry, it's in a shit movie. Low stream.
It's bad for them because the middle half drags on so long. You kind of forget the first part. Don't care anymore. Whatever. And. I say everyone's at fault here, and I say that because no one in their right mind stopped and put their foot down. And you know what? Maybe they changed the script so many times. Maybe they just ran out of time to get this up, and the studio said, "Hey, we need to get this up now. The date is here, whatever." So,
they did try to stop this.
Yeah,
if
so,
you remember,
that could be another reason. So, but yeah, low stream it. That's what we say, and don't waste your money in theaters to go see this.
Right.
That was the Green Hornet, the Lone Ranger.
I'm waiting on my blockbuster western to come, and I
gotta wait another 4 years for that, brother.
Oh, I think I'm gonna have to wait longer after how much this is gonna bomb.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.